Hello, my name's Sarah Grady. I'm here from the Edinburgh International Book Festival to talk to you about our Elsewhere project. Elsewhere, as the name would imply, is about going somewhere else, trying something new, and going into the unknown. Elsewhere as a project is a book festival initiative that's been running for the last year. It started in June 2010 and will finish in spring 2011. And the project consists of 50 new short stories by internationally renowned writers from around the world alongside Scottish homegrown talent. This project has been a massive undertaking for the book festival, and we're so pleased that all of these various writers, both for adults and children, could be involved. We've been publishing the stories regularly since last spring, and now the last few stories are starting to go up on our website. So to celebrate that, we're having a bit of a grand finale. There'll be some podcasts, interviews, teachers' resources, reading group guides, and a whole plethora of content and activities to really help you sink your teeth into these new stories. Right now, I'm standing in St. Andrew's Square Garden in the heart of Edinburgh, as you can probably hear the buses go by. And this is a mirror image of Charlotte Square, where the book festival happens every summer. And right now, it's quite convenient. It's actually home to the Edinburgh International Science Festival, which is hosting a big exhibition of science pictures, which is quite evocative. Now, one of the things that I love about Elsewhere is these, obviously, it's about stories. It's about telling stories. And the beauty of the open-endedness of the Elsewhere brief was that essentially we asked any writer, no matter what their background, what their normal audience, to write a story of any type. And it could be an essay, it could be a work of fiction, it could be a piece of poetry. It only had to be about somewhere else, somewhere different. It needed to be about something unknown, and hopefully in asking that question, it would help reflect what it is we know about ourselves. And there's been a huge variety of response to this brief. Louise Welsh has written about a girl who's in a coma. She's in a vegetative state in the hospital, and what it is like to be trapped in your own body. Barry Hutchinson's written about life after death. Or Joan Lingard's written a story that is actually a piece of nonfiction about her own journey into the Soviet Republic before the fall of the Berlin Wall and witnessing the life there. It's a huge and vast collection. It's 50 different stories from all different backgrounds and all different ways of life. But I think the richness of it is in how these different authors have captured the idea of being somewhere else, of being foreign, of being different, and of being somewhere unfamiliar. One of the big highlights of our spring finale for the Elsewhere project over the last year is a book festival first. For the very first time, the book festival is engaging with our Twitter audience, is going online to engage our authors and our audience in a Q&A session like we've never done before. So we'll be inviting author Marcus Sedgwick, who's written one of our Elsewhere stories most recently published, to be online, on Twitter, on Saturday the 2nd of April at noon, to discuss with his audience anything you like. You can ask him questions of all different types, about his stories, about his writing, about his inspiration, about his involvement in Elsewhere. If you'd like to take part in our Twitter discussion with Marcus, the best thing to do is obviously have a Twitter account to start. And you can follow the Book Festival. The Book Festival's Twitter account is just like our website, edbookfest. And you can follow it, and from there it'll be easy to explain what's going to happen next. But essentially all you need to do is ask a question directly to EdBookFest, and we'll compile all the questions in advance so that we can ask them to Marcus as quickly as possible to fit the whole interview into a small little piece of time. So please do log on, ask your questions in advance, and come on the day. It'd be great to have people to watch, to follow, to see what's happening, and to see what Marcus says next. If you'd like to read Marcus's story in advance, or any of our other Elsewhere stories, they'll be available on the Book Festival from today. There'll also be podcasts of authors reading some of their work on iTunes, and they'll start to be available shortly. And finally, we'd like to thank the Scottish Government Festivals Expo Fund for making this whole project possible.